I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
If you've driven on Highway 169 through Tower, Minnesota recently, you've probably noticed an old church building that's being renovated and expanded on the western edge of town. It's the former St. Mary's Episcopal Church, which was moved to the site in the fall of 2015 and is the future home of the Vermilion Cultural Center. I recently talked with Doug Workman, the local Presbyterian pastor and administrator of the Cultural Center, and Becky Peterson, who is on the Cultural Center board, and I asked them to tell me about the plans for the facility.
There wasn't a lot of places to do cultural things, different type events. I mean, they have the Civic Center, but it's more of a open setting, and this is a little more auditorium-style setting. Even heading up to this, they brought in speakers to talk about, like, children development. Authors and different ones, and that was promoting things and the thing they want to continue doing when the cultural center is done. It also will be a setting for the auditorium for the charter school because they don't have that. Also open for weddings and events like that, and it's going to have a balcony above as well with a library.
The Cultural Center is going to be located right on the main street of Tower, and it's going to be quite a gem when it's all finished and with its beautiful gardens and the beautiful buildings. Originally, it all started with the building that was located off of the main street. It was developed in the 1880s, and it was called the Christian Gospel Church. This is like 1889. The first article we found in the paper was in the Vermilion Iron Journal. The Captain Jacks from the Sedan Mine attended that church, as well as the Native Americans. Unfortunately, through the years, it deteriorated, and it was given to the community August of 2013 with the idea that it would be a gift to the community and become a cultural center that could bring things to the Tower community that it lacked. Things for seniors, things for children, things for the families that visit the Lake Vermilion areas, the local areas. And so it became this vision and this opportunity to bring quite a treasure to the Tower and Lake Vermilion community. When I think of the three broad categories that will be able to help enrich our community, it's the cultural, the arts, and the educational. And when I think of even that library located up by the tower, I can just see people researching and having quiet reflection and then overlooking the harbor. All parts of it are just going to be amazing.
To date, over $300,000 has been raised primarily through private sources. One of their primary sources of funding has been the Midsummer Dinner Theater fundraiser, which each year has a different theme. This year's event will be held at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 17th at the Tower Sudan Elementary School Auditorium. And the theme for this year's fundraiser is the Seasons of Broadway.
Well, the primary fundraising has been a musical every spring in June. It's been fun, and there's been a good crowd, usually about 180 people, something like that. And we're using the Sedan Elementary School, hoping to fit a little few more people in. But it's usually a very nice event and enjoyed by everybody. And being Broadway, there'll be probably more songs in there. It might have been other years when it's just a certain country.
And I'll add to that, just because I'm often in the audience, and whereas Doug is performing, I get to really watch it from the scene. And it is the talent, the food, It's just a wonderful event.
That's the Midsummer Dinner Theater fundraiser for the Vermilion Cultural Center on Saturday, June 17th at 5 p.m. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.